Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World and fresh off the love train. Oh, boy, did I have a good time. Hey, we are here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio if you've got internet access. So that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online, and you will be good to go to stream the show. Then you can find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories, photos, and all of that about animals. Every once in a while, an alert, but nothing this week. And, whoa, let's see, what is it? It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animals or humans and loved ones on this side or the other. And Personal Awareness Coaching with Natasha Venter is here. By the way, you can find her at angelicclarifications.com. Nathan is here running the show. Stacy is here sitting on the phone.
Waiting for people to call in.
Waiting for people to call her. And, okay, the best reason to come into the studio to do the show is the room we get to dance for the love train. I'm so cramped in my office, and if I stand up in my office chair to dance, Nathan only sees my stomach. And I like to see him with the lasers and all that stuff. So, you know, I really enjoy it, but it's so much more fun to be here, and we got room, and not only, and there's people, and we get to dance and everything. Now, Nathan's not as cool, though. His disco lights are all right in the studio, but he's much better on the computer with all the laser stuff, but it's just so much fun to have space and to get up and dance and move, and woohoo, I hope you are joining us and doing that at home. Whew, great fun, and I just feel so much better. After all, we do all this on Sunday mornings, and I'm always ready to do it again by the time the next Sunday comes around, because it only lasts for most of the week.
Yes.
We have to renew it every Sunday. You got to come get on the love train and get energized up. All righty then. Let's see. We do not have anyone on the phone lines, so I know one of the callers we were expecting this week, we talked to last week. They are not available to call in, but when we have time, we get to it. I'm going to ask Natasha about it anyway, because I have permission to do that. But let's get back to story time. We were talking about in the first hour, it came up. I think, Natasha, you brought it up. We were talking about Stacy and babysitting.
And then we
got off onto telepathic empathetic communication. And how that not only works with animals, but it works very well with young humans.
It does.
And the younger they are, the more in tune they are. And we're talking about the right brain doesn't accept negatives and remember to tell them what you want.
And I would say that all through life. It's not just
totally.
Young.
Oh, absolutely.
It's all through life. And we tell so much of ourselves, oh, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's what I'm always harping on. You know, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought.
Yep.
Thought magnifies and
huge.
Intensifies energy. We are so much more powerful with our minds than we know. We are just beginning to realize that power. And the more you realize that, and the more you take harness of your mind, control your thoughts, you will be amazed. You know, these transformations that happen in life we're talking about, well, one of them can happen when you control your mind.
Yeah. And that's when whenever my mind starts talking too much, I always say, who's controlling who? Really, who's controlling who? And it's, I'm asking you to be partner with me.
But we sometimes are our worst enemy.
Yes, and I ask my mind to be in partnership with me instead of who's controlling who. Let's be in partnership together. Because I want to move forward, and I'm tired of this dance that we're doing because you want to keep talking the way you do. You know, it's
to have a little talking with yourself.
Exactly. Okay. People kind of would think I'm kind of strange if they didn't know who I was.
Okay. So since we got the psychic here, let's and we've dabbled in this over the years, more so when. I've had more of a spiritual or psychic person on regularly and stuff, or of that kind of guess. And so over the 28 years and stuff, we've talked about the subject from here and there. But many believe, especially if you are inclined towards a metaphysical life mm-hmm. or environment sort of thing. And I can talk about this because I'm so comfortable with this, and I wouldn't talk about it or go into this if I didn't know for myself mm-hmm. with every cell of my being
mm-hmm.
that this is truth.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we don't just live one lifetime.
No.
This is one of many. Yogananda, you know, my spiritual teacher, Paramahansa Yogananda, says we live millions of lifetimes.
Yes, we do.
Before we even begin to think about God and going home to God and, you know, and getting mm-hmm. done with this cycle and all that stuff. And I'm told that there were many references to past life and so forth in the Bible and all of that, but all of that was taken out
mm-hmm.
later on. You're in agreement. Mm-hmm. Natasha's agreeing with all of that.
I always say man wrote the Bible.
All right. So I'm just prefacing this with the fact that to me, this is truth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, you know, so there's no question for me. Mm-hmm. This is, and this is why I can talk about it, because I don't care. You believe it or not, doesn't matter to me. I know what's truth for me. So, mm-hmm. but it makes a difference. and it's quite a profound question here. So, I know we've got a caller. We'll get to you very soon here, but I'm going to tell you this story because it's just so fascinating. Years ago, I don't know, somebody called last week and said, I used to see you on the Cairo News. I did a regular segment on the Cairo New News television for years. And but this was probably back in the 90s. And so I was in for my regular day. I did a segment, I think it was on Fridays on the New News. I did a segment on animals. And so I was in, you know, I would go into the studio in downtown Seattle, and often there would be other guests on the noon news. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'd be in the green room together and all of that. On this particular show, there was a mother and her, like, maybe 12-year-old daughter, autistic daughter, and they had written a book. And so they were there as authors describing this book. Well, I have to say, I don't know why, but over the years, I'd have forgotten their names, even the name of the book. But the story was so phenomenal. I'm sure we could track it down if we needed to. But they were there, and the book was all about. And what happened was this child was, I don't know what the proper terminology is, Natasha, but maybe a highly functionable autistic person. Anyway, she described the story she told in this book was how she chose to come into this lifetime as an autistic. And she said prior to coming into this lifetime, when she was on the other side, she said she had to argue with God. And she had to talk her when she had to convince God that she was mm-hmm. ready to handle this experience, because mm-hmm. for her own personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
And once she convinced God, and that I'm using her words,
yes,
then she was able to come in, and she said she remembered everything, and that she remembered being in the womb, you know, mm-hmm. in the uterus of her mother, and being given some kind of codes or something from the other side, because she had to manipulate things when she was in there to cause the autism.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was born with full awareness, remembering everything.
Yes.
So, but boy, did her mother have a job growing this kid mm-hmm. up and realizing how much she knew and that she was aware of her life before she came back
yep.
in, everything that happened. But she said she had to negotiate with God, and then was told how that she took that apart in creating her autism. So what do you have to say about that, Natasha?
I say that there are a lot of people who come into this world where their souls have decided a path. Now, on the other side of that coin is that the reality of humans doesn't always play out the way that our soul thought it would play out.
Yeah.
There's also some souls that came in who did not plan on being autistic, but the energy of this planet was so off center for them mm-hmm. that they decided to become. They didn't decide, but the short, I'm going to call it the short circuiting of the energy interacted with them becoming more autistic.
Interesting. So it isn't always the case that it's a choice.
Nothing is always.
There are no absolutes. And so that might be the case. But these things, stories come out, you know, as we get more open as a consciousness mm-hmm. to understand these things. And I don't know if you've been paying attention, but there was a very recent story, a young child, I don't know how old enough to talk and communicate, but, you know, was having nightmares and knew who about this mm-hmm. particular past life. And the kid was so adamant and had so many details that the parents finally got on board, and then they started investigating yep. and they were able to correlate everything and prove mm-hmm. everything that the kid was saying.
Yeah.
And so there are more and more of those stories happening. And I think eventually we'll all wake up and realize.
Yeah, that's the souls that are coming into our world. And yeah. I know for me, I was one of those souls that came in knowing.
Yeah. All right. So I think we can always come back to that. But we've still got some other things to discuss. And I know we've got somebody waiting on the phone, but we got to take care of advertisers. So who's our caller, Nathan?
We'll be speaking with Renee in Seattle.
Oh, good.
And we do have more phone lines open after Renee's, so if you want to get your call into the show, 425-373-5527.
All righty. So, Renee, hold on. We're going to take care of advertisers, so we have plenty of time with you. Stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. And they've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Love the dog supplement and the powder. It is...
She said I do too.
Yeah. So your dog's doing well. My Robbie loves it. Mm-hmm. Nathan, you've got Abby on it, and Abby loves it. And she's even a better eater with her New Pro. So everybody go out and get New Pro for your dogs. And I see it on the shelf up at Bridges every time I'm in their store. So, you know, lots of stores carry it. But you also get it online, newprosupplements.com.
And I'll tell you, that stuff goes a long way too. Yeah. I mean, we got a gallon jug of it, and you remember the show when she was on with Kevin and how long ago that was. We're still
on that
working
jug.
Through
and,
that same gallon jug.
And you
jug.
Actually, when you start them on it, you give them a higher dose for the first 3 months, and then you cut back to half of that dose as a maintenance dose once you get the blood level and all of that. But it does...
Yeah, Cleo seems to be just so much more. You pet her, and she just seems nice and firm, and she just seems like she's steady. You know, she's actually had a cyst that went down, and she's really been good with it.
All right, so everybody get New Pro. We're all happy.
To me, it's almost like sprinkling Parmesan cheese onto their food. I mean,
exactly.
That's just how much you're really putting onto it and why it goes such a long way.
If you need my services as a behavior therapist, help with your animal friends, just be patient with me because we may play phone tag while we're trying to connect. And you can head into Whispering Dragon these days. Jude is working Wednesdays and Fridays. And so you can get in-person sound healing from our premier sound healer of the Pacific Northwest. Acutonics, chiropractic, all that good stuff. Or it does remote sessions and is happy to do that as well. I said, send some prayers for Jude. There's a lot of stuff going on in her life, and it seems to be one thing after another. And send some extra energy for her doing this 3-day class this weekend. And check it out at whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com. Or you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty then. We are ready, I think, to go to the phones. And first up, we'll
be going to Seattle and speaking with Renee. Welcome to the show, Renee. You're live with Martha and Natasha on Animal World.
Hey, Renee.
Hello.
Hello, Martha. Hello, Natasha.
Hey, I got a message when you called in here this morning, Renee, because I know you emailed me earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And I just have not been, I've been up to my eyeballs this week, but I sent you an email yesterday.
Oh.
Last evening, actually, when I got home and said that I thought you should call in today. So I assumed that you got my email and you were calling in.
No, I didn't get your email yet.
Okay. Well, I did answer you yesterday.
Thank you.
But so now we have to do part of it on the air.
Okay.
Now I have to cry. I am so sorry to hear of Toby's passing.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, everybody, just so you all know, Renee has been part of the Animal World family for like forever. And she's on, I don't know, dog number 2 or 3 since she's been with Animal World. But her last dog friend was Toby, a white fluffy guy, and I've worked off the air and privately with Renee, and of course she's been part of the Animal World family and has always been involved in pretty much everything we do here on Animal World. So I consider Renee a friend, but I didn't know that Toby had passed. I knew he was getting up there. How long ago did he pass, Renee?
Well, it's almost 3 months ago now.
Oh, I'm so sorry because I didn't know. It sounds like you. I think you were having to say goodbye the same time I was, and it's something I haven't even talked about it on the air because it was a really tough one for me. But boy, I just my hugs to you and love to you, Renee.
Thank you.
Now let's, if it's okay with you, before we go on, at least for why I wanted you to call and all of that, Natasha, can you have a little check on Toby? Tell us how he's doing on the other side.
Prancing around and happy.
Oh,
good.
Yay.
Prancing around and happy. He used to prance around a lot, didn't he?
He's a prancer, yeah.
Yes. So those are the words that came to me, was prancing.
Oh, how
so
fun.
He checks in on you still. He does care deeply. He is so grateful that you were his mama and that you guys just had that. There was a different line of communication that you two had, and he's grateful for that. That there's this wisdom that you both grew into together, and that wisdom was a gift for both of you.
Well, I think what I have, the difference between Benji and Toby was, Benji was my bosom buddy,
mm-hmm.
and he was an adventurous type. And Toby was just the opposite. He was a homebody,
mm-hmm.
but it was very. We were connected on a very emotional basis.
Yeah. So Benji was previous to mm-hmm.
Benji was
yes.
the first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we talked about Benji lots on the air, and
Benji,
our beloved Dr. Bill Burlingame was Benji's mm-hmm. and Toby's vet, and. So there were lots of discussions with Dr. Bill when he was on the air and all.
Yep.
And don't I remember Benji? What, he was allergic to bee stings, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
Then he got in trouble sometimes mm-hmm. and having a reaction.
Well, he wore boots because of that. In the summer, in the fall, summer and spring, he never was allowed to go without boots outside. And yes, the second time that he was stung, he almost died.
Ouch.
Fortunately, he was never stung a third time. He died of lung cancer, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, because, Renee had to put boots on him to protect him and stuff, because and I wonder, with a dog like that is allergically mm-hmm. sensitive, do they somehow attract bees or something? Because it seems like...
I think so.
Well, it's like all of us. Whatever we want to stay away, usually
attract.
Comes, you attract. And it's amazing when you... But he actually loved bees.
Benji loved bees.
Yeah, huh. I mean, he had an understanding of bees, but he kind of had that little bit of aloofness with him that he didn't really pay attention to exactly where he was at the same time. So those two combinations attracted the, because even though you're allergic to something, sometimes you can still love it.
Right.
Sure.
Sometimes you love it all too much.
Exactly.
It's something to eat. Maybe, and you're allergic to it.
Yes.
Okay.
It was really interesting. When I walked with Benji, I always saw bees everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Once he was in communion with them.
Mm-hmm.
With Toby, I never saw a bee anymore.
It was
just amazing.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Well, Benji was part of the fae, the fairy, the fae's community. And so when an animal is like that, it's like my dog is part of the fae community and there's animals there's been more animals in our yard than when we've had other animals because of the communion. Even though she may chase butterflies, she's still part of the she's part of that family still. With my dog.
All right. So obviously Benji's doing okay as well.
Benji is, I talked to Darcy a couple of times.
Darcy's another community. Mm-hmm. I think who Darcy mm-hmm. was on.
Yes.
And so Benji's good, but mm-hmm. I'm just, and Toby sounds like Toby's prancing and all
mm-hmm.
of that. So we know, Renee, your beloveds are doing well.
Yes.
At the Rainbow Bridge. And so they're good. So now we need to check on Renee. And I know she's got some stuff going, helping a friend and things going on in her life.
My sister
and getting a house cleared out and sold or something. Anyway, she's got a bunch mm-hmm. of stuff going on. And I think you're feeling like, aren't you starting to feel like, Renee, that you'd kind of like to have another dog?
Well, it's awfully lonely here.
Mm-hmm.
So I will eventually, but I don't know if this is the right time.
No, it's honestly not. I'm feeling that it's not. And you might want to wait closer to either before the holidays or after the holidays.
Probably after.
Yeah, somewhere in there. That because of the fact that sometimes when we get animals, when we're in a bunch of chaos, they create chaos too. So,
well, I think that would be the case here. Let me tell you guys, or tell you, Natasha, and everybody else, because Renee knows, but what triggered the discussion today here, I sent her an email, answered her email to say call in today. Last week, if you were here listening last week, I mentioned that I have a client, because I was, again, telling stories, and in the last few months, I get things in stages, Natasha, where I get the same thing, same kind of problem, a bunch in a row.
Yes.
Sometimes I'm learning stuff, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I don't know. Anyway, I'm having to run on chihuahuas and chihuahua mixes and chihuahua upside down, inside out, chi-weenies, chi-hoodles, and chi-everything.
Yes.
I'm seeing all the little big mouth barky dogs, killer bite you on the leg or the pants, little dogs. I'm having a run on those guys.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
Well, but it's kind of, sometimes, I love working with them because they're so much fun to turn around and people think I walk on water because these screaming idiots, by the time we're done, they're saying, what did you do with my dog?
Yeah.
This is not my dog. What did you do with my dog? It's like, well, okay. Anyway. I mentioned last week, one of these, the Chiweenie that I had recently worked with Duke, who 8 or 9 years old and very protective of his owner and barky, aggressive. And so she couldn't walk him, he had everything under the sun. I didn't have any problem getting him under control for her. And that's after, of course, he was going to bite me to begin with, but he changed his mind after a while. But anyway, we got him all under control. She was doing really great. And then the sad news is I got a call from her, and she's been diagnosed with lung cancer.
And the dog knew something about that.
Oh, did he? Well,
yes.
So she, of course, has to go through the treatment. It's going to require a lot of help, and people are going to have to be coming in to deal with her and all of that. And she just doesn't feel like she can handle Duke, you know, and his continued training and so forth. And the best thing she could do for him would be to try to rehome him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a dicey rehoming, I just saw her, like last month. And, there's a period of time it takes, with adult dogs, it takes at least 6 weeks to extinguish bad behavior, replace with new.
And that's when you're in the rightish mind.
So anyway, I put it out last week just in case there's somebody out there that might feel a ping that maybe they'd be the right owners for Duke. Well, Renee checked in and said, I almost called you. But I don't know, and I didn't feel like a ding, 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 this is going to work, and I have some real reservations, but yesterday I came home thinking, I got to get Renee to call in tomorrow because I want Natasha to look at this and see. I don't think it's the right. Okay.
I'm sorry to say that, I understand the calling. I have a cat that's not a cat. And I want my cat. But sometimes we just got to work through that little bit. And there's something about this finding your own empowerment through being on your own 2 feet.
Yeah, so
does that make
sense,
Renee?
Right now, then, Duke is not the right dog for Renee. And now is not the right time for Renee to even think about a dog at this point. She should be helping her sister, doing what needs to be done, getting through the grieving process. And all of that.
Yes.
And then you're saying after the holidays, we can find Renee another dog?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So how does that sound to you, Renee?
It sounds right. I just, when you talked about that Chiweenie, I thought, well, now, I just happened to hear that today. Is that a sign for me? And so that's why I said I almost called you, and then I thought, no. And I thought about it, and finally I sent you that email.
Yeah, see, and that's why it's better to call you. You were better to call this week rather than last week.
Yes.
Because
Absolutely.
We got Natasha here to look at the energy, and Natasha's putting the kibosh on
Yeah, there's something about right now about you being able to stand on your own two feet, learning the skills to go through the stressors so that when you get your own four-legger, that they can be more of your partner than someone you lean on. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you that if you can go through that vulnerability, you're going to have a better animal with you.
I'm sure.
Okay. And my love is with you, though, through that process. And if you need some assistance, I do personal sessions also. So
okay.
And Renee's already connected with Nils and mm-hmm. Linda and all of that, so
yay.
We're good there.
Oh, they're great people.
And then, Renee, you stay in touch with us and know, you can call, the third Sunday of the month, call us and we'll have Natasha look at the energy.
Because it can change in a minute.
Yeah, she's reading what she's seeing today as the energy exists today.
Of course.
A month from now, it might be, you could do something sooner, mm-hmm. or no, you need to wait even longer. So I'd say, why don't you just plan on checking in once a month, and we'll have Natasha look at the energy so we can really pinpoint when it's time, and then she can help direct mm-hmm. you to where it needs to,
Yeah, as I'm seeing it right now, there's an opportunity around Thanksgiving, but the better, calmer moment will be after the holidays.
Okay, sounds good. All right, Renee.
Of course, you also know that you can't really find a dog right now.
Yeah,
right, yeah, it is. It's just like everything is hard to come by right
yes.
now. Go find a used car. You can't do that either.
No,
but
this one's going to come for you. It's going to be kind of like the same scenario that Martha was talking about. Not necessarily, I don't feel like it's totally through Martha, but yet at the same time, though, it's going to be this animal. You're going to be available. You're going to have an availability for this animal that's popping up for you.
And it'll cross your path somehow.
It'll cross your path somehow.
Okay, cool.
Martha, did you answer my final question about Nicole?
Yes. Yes, give it to Nels. Robbie would love to have it.
Sounds good.
Yep. He said, tell Aunt Renee I would love to have the new probe.
All righty.
Robbie gets to use up Toby's new probe.
I hear you.
Yes.
And there's plenty left.
Yep, yes. He's excited.
Well, thank you.
And I'm saying, yes, Robbie will take it because I know if Robbie didn't want it, Nathan's Abby and Natasha's, what's your dog's name?
Cleo.
Cleo, either of them
like
would
Cleopatra.
Probably take it. But she offered it to me first, and Robbie said yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So, all right. All right, Renee,
thank you so much
for calling in.
And good luck to you, Martha, with your home repairs.
Oh, thank you. Yes, see it building back pretty and being really lovely and a blessing at the end of the saga. And
wonderful.
Total transformation.
Okay,
all righty.
Guys.
Thank you, Renee.
You so much.
God bless. Uh-huh. Well, bye-bye.
Talk to you another time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now, we've got to take care of advertisers and holy mackerel, look at that. We're right smack on time. How the heck did that happen? Okay, we're going to take care of advertisers, but then when we come back, before we go anywhere else, I want you to tune in to Duke, the Chiweenie, and the situation, and do I need to help? Do we need to help in finding the place for this guy? Is the right place coming along? Or what can you share with us that would be helpful in this situation?
Okay.
Or not, depending. Mm-hmm. All righty, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? running on the show. You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, boy, looks like winding down this week's, or this hour of Animal World. And we are here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Apparently, we got callers on the line, so we'll get to you very quickly. And I just want to remind you that Linda Rasmussen is available for best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy code treatments. And you can work with her in her office. She works out of the Intraspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she does remote treatments and equally powerful, sometimes even more so sometimes. But she continues to offer a free session. Anybody who asks, all you got to do is call or text her at the number I'm going to give you. She'll give you a free session, which can be remote or in person. Take advantage of it. It's wonderful stuff. And especially if you're having trouble getting through this time and all of that, this kind of work can be phenomenally helpful.
Yeah, we can't. A lot of what we're going through right now, please don't try to do it alone.
Yeah, get help.
If you're struggling and, and you, I mean, try it by yourself. But if you can't, then don't be afraid.
But this kind of work with Linda, it's so simple because they do the work for you. Mm-hmm. You don't. They don't diagnose or treat. You don't have to do talk therapy and tell them what's going on. That you just have to think the things they ask you to think about, and then they balance your body. It's quite extraordinary and can kind of remove a lot of the stuff. So. Take advantage. It's Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you want a free session, call or text her 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty then. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, would love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. We've got great rates and could get you ads on the air, links on the website, interviews on the show. So all you got to do is you can shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or pick up your phone and call me. Not now, I'm on the radio, but, you know, you can leave me a message. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty, we were going to talk about Duke Jeweini and what Natasha says there, but we're putting Duke on the back burner because we got live candidates here on the phone. So that always takes priority, as you know. So where are we going, Nathan?
We'll be headed up towards Winthrop to speak with Pat and her dog named Josie. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hey, Pat.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
No, what can we do for you, Pat?
Well, I called in last week, and I had my dog. She eats things that are non-food items.
Oh, that's right. She's a pica dog.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what technically that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And remind me, what kind of dog is Josie?
She's a Doberman mix. Doberman, they say cattle dog, but I don't really see the cattle dog.
And how old do we think she is?
She's about 2.5.
And have you had her since she was a puppy, or was she a rescue?
She was a rescue. I got her probably at 7-8 months.
Okay. And has this been a problem all of her life?
Yeah, you know, she...
I want you to talk about it a little bit just so that Natasha can tune in and
Yeah.
Do you have what you need to know? Are you tuned in, or do you want her to talk?
Oh, I've got stuff, but if you want to tell the story, that's good, too.
But, well, yeah, just give me a refresher then, Josie, and anybody who's listening who wasn't listened last week, kind of what are you dealing with Josie?
Well, she often eats things that are, you know, like I'll find half a rubber ball in her poop, or she'll vomit it out. And one time there was a leg of an Olaf stuffy that, you know, had just been laying around on the ground. We have a lot of off-leash dogs in my area, and there's the place is just littered with bones and dog toys. And
so she picks these things up when you go out on a walk.
Yeah. And she'll eat, you know, sticks and pine cones and things. And every once in a while she'll get diarrhea. But lately, so 3 weeks ago she had diarrhea for about a week. Took her to the vet, and she, x-ray showed she had a pile of bones in her tummy. So a special diet.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
So, but it... you know, so then the next few days later, it showed that the pile had reduced quite a bit, so that was good. But, yeah, I just can't get her to not eat other things and don't know if what her deal is.
What I'm seeing is that when she was about 4 months old, 3 to 4 months old, when that maturing was happening, she went through a very much of a stressful moment, and her breeding, because Dobermans and even cattle dogs, if that's in there, they have this, I don't know, it's like a string of anxiousness that can be triggered. And this is something that got triggered into her brain. It's almost like her brain got, sometimes when we go through a life-altering experience, our brains can get rewired.
Sure.
And that's what's happened. And this is part of her releasing of that angst, I'm going to call it, or that releasing it's part of that skip in the beat of her brain is that she just, her mouth, her nose mouth sensation is part of that communication with her brain. It's hard to put it in words what I'm seeing, so I'm trying to put it in words. It's it's a pattern. Thank you. I was asking for my team to. It's a pattern that got created through the short circuiting of her brain. That when she comes across things, she doesn't know what is good or bad. She just it's just something to put in her mouth.
Right.
It's going to be the one way to navigate this, and I do not like them, you know, but is muzzle, you know, where she doesn't pick up something, you know, and it's not because she's a mean dog. It's because she can't eat stuff. And that's what I was getting. It's not that, and you know, if you get somebody who, because of her breed, you know, wonders, you just put a vest on her, says, I just eat strange things. or something like that. But there's something, this is going to be something that, yes, mind can work on this, but it's always going to be, sometimes when pups go through a life-altering experience like this, it's almost like a skip in the beat of their brain cells, and it's hard to shift it. It's an imprint. It's kind of like a scratch in a table. It's even after you sand it out, it's hard to still get it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it sounds like you didn't get her till she was 7 to 8 months old. So whatever it was that happened around 4 months that Natasha's seeing,
Pat,
you didn't have her, so we don't know what went on in her life. Now, as a behavior therapist, I can say that some cases, these trauma-type things, for lack of a better word to describe them, that happen at those early formative weeks of age... sometimes you can change the way they feel about stuff or move through those situations. And I'd say probably many of them you can, but some you can't. Now, and it sounds like that there's something really powerful that happened there that's really holding over
and
could be pretty challenging to get through.
Yeah, and
so
you're
tending to leaning more when Natasha says muzzle. To me, that means we're looking more at a prevent and avoid mode than fix mode or change behavior mode.
So what I'm saying is that there's these moments where, like, if your family goes into higher stress, if there's higher stress around the dog, that it might
trigger.
It would trigger it, and so you might want to just. You'll be able to fix some of it, you know, sometimes things are able to be fixed in weeks. This is going to be continuous.
Yeah.
I'm asking you not to stress out about it, though. You know, because the more that you worry about it, the more it's going to come.
The more you create it and make it worse.
Yeah, exactly. And that, again, is adding the energy of
angst.
Remember,
the thought directs energy and yada, yada, yada that Martha's always saying. Yep. But it really applies, Pat.
It does. It does. And the more angst you are about it, the more the dog is going to pick up the angst, which is going to trigger that scenario. So if you go into the leave it, or whatever you do to change it. And there again is finding that thing that you know that dog cannot get into its stomach to be the thing that you leave it with or whatever, you know, so that there's that pattern. But I'm going to say, though, that when there's the energy out there, this dog is going to have that natural click in the brain that you may want to, like if you know it's going to be running free, you might want to, you know, you might want to put something like a muzzle on it just so that it doesn't pick up the extra food and it causes you more vet bills
and
strain for the dog.
When you called in, Pat, I think I said, you know, call back next week so we can have Natasha look at it. And then I could talk to you a little more behaviorally about what you could do.
Because behavior will help.
Right. But see, that's why I wanted Natasha to look at this. It's always easier when I can have her look at the energy and say, oh, yeah, you know, do your thing and it's going to be fine. Or no, this is
a pattern.
More complicated and a pattern that's gonna go on. Now, I'm not sure where Winthrop is.
It's over the north central Cascades.
Mm-hmm.
But it's probably out of my travel range.
Right.
I don't know. How long does it take from?
It's 3.5 hours when the pass is open. And
yeah.
Five and a half hours.
So out of my travel range. Now, if you were over here, close, then I would say, you know, it's worth for me to come and do a session with you just to meet you, just to meet her, to feel the energy and see what Divine Mother might have to say and do and what might come through. Because sometimes I can shift a lot if I shift your relationship with the dog and that sort of thing. But being as it where you are, that's really not an option.
Right.
Because I don't travel over there. Right. So, now, I heard something coming from your end, Pat, when Natasha mentioned a muzzle.
Right.
So, what did I hear? Do you have is there a resistance to that? Or have you tried that?
No,
it didn't work? What's going on with the muzzle thing?
So, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, we got home from a road trip, 7 weeks, you know, because of the smoke and fires, we were gone. And she was great. She was just perfect, except for these bones in her tummy that we were staying with my niece, and she had two dogs. So anyhow, we got home, and all I wanted to do was get her out on a bike ride. But the first day we got home, we had to go to the vet because of the bones. And then she said, leash walk her, don't let her eat anything. So I was like, all right, great. So and my neighbor suggested a muzzle. I'm like, you know, I have a muzzle. I came home, got on the bike. We went for a bike ride, and the neighbor dog bit her because of the muzzle. And she couldn't snap back. So now, you know, she's had stitches and a drain. And
I'm sorry.
Just cut that off. So I am resistant.
I understand. I understand. That's why I said something like. And it's not. I'm so sorry. Yeah, it's going to be.
I mean, I don't even get that. I mean, the neighbor dog, are your dogs not friends?
It's down at the end of the road. She always comes after her, and she's a crabby old lady, this dog, and she's kind of like the town mascot.
Gotcha.
She came out charging, and Josie always gets away or snaps back, but this time.
Yeah, I see, couldn't defend
herself.
I
understand that, but I was trying to give an example of something that would help support so that she would.
Okay, so my Aunt Martha would be getting after that neighbor because what the heck was that dog doing out there loose and was able to charge you and all of that? That neighbor's not being responsible with their dog.
Right.
So I'm not happy about that. And if I had her ear, she'd be getting a talking to from Aunt Martha, but she's not on the phone. So just because you put the muzzle on and something happened doesn't mean it can't work for you and be a good prevent and avoid. But if you got a neighbor down that end of the road, this dog's running loose, and you don't go down there with your dog on a leash and a muzzle. you would go the other direction or go someplace else and avoid that particular dog. But now it also sounds to me like you are letting her run loose off leash a lot of places. Is that
only when I'm with her? Like several of the dogs around here are off leash and they roam.
Okay.
But I don't let her do that. I'm always with her.
All right. Well, my thinking is, see, when you got one somebody that eats stuff the way she does, gets into trouble, then usually you go to leash walking so you can see and work on leave it, all that sort of stuff. If you're in a situation where you really, really feel you have to be able to let her run and do things, what's coming into me, this would be one circumstance. I'm not an e-collar trainer, but this is a circumstance. See, it came into both of us at the same time. This is one of those circumstances where an e-collar could be of benefit.
Yes.
And help you get over this, particularly when we got that lock from 4 months that messed things up. We might have to do something equally powerful to override that. So, Pat, have you got time to hold over the top of the hour so I can talk to you more in the next hour?
Sure.
All right. We're going to put you on hold, and then we'll come back and talk about kind of how we do this sort of thing a little bit before we go to our next caller. All righty, everybody. Guess what time it is? It is Love Train time. So, but I also think, is it time to wish you a happy babysitting with your little toddler from this afternoon, Stace?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. It was so good to see you.
Yeah, it was good to see you.
And
you too, Natasha, Nathan.
And remember, visualize what you want
with
the kid and have a wonderful time.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun in your fort and tenting up with that little guy and all of that.
Yeah,
and,
you'll have fun.
We will talk to you soon, but thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right, and everybody, that means if you call in, it means Nathan's got to handle the phones as well as the show, so you may just get put on hold. But you'll know he picked your call up if you hear the show playing in your ear. We are getting ready to roll in the love train. This is not a choice issue. Dancing is required. This is your exercise for the day and getting you energized and spiritualized up for the rest of the week. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet, dance with me on the love train. I'm going to come by your house and pick you up. So dancing is required. I energize it up with our yogi energization prayer before we start it up. So here we go. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy. Our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Animal World continues. Wait for the train right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.